From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. Now that most of the election results are in, we can look back at some of the predictions that were made and whether they've come true. Earlier in the campaign season, two University of Colorado political scientists projected Governor Mitt Romney would win Colorado and the presidential election. The forecast relied mostly on economic data in each state and how those numbers have historically affected presidential elections. CPR's Pat Mack talked with CU Boulder professor Ken Bickers about what went wrong.
Ken, thanks for joining us. I'm curious what you were thinking as election returns came in and several key states you predicted Mr. Romney would win, he lost. Did you see your career as a political scientist flash in front of your eyes?
Well, no, I didn't think that. What I was thinking is this is remarkable that the president's rising above gravity. I mean, there's nothing particularly magical about the model. What it does is it looks at the correlation between economic conditions, prior vote, and where we are in the election cycle, and shows that candidates, in-party candidates, do better when the economy is getting stronger and do worse when it's not. On those grounds, the president should have lost on the objective conditions. So what I was realizing is that the campaign made a difference and allowed the president to rise above these conditions and to and put together a win. And so in a sense, it told me that history is history, that new history can be made, and that we shouldn't assume that just because things have been one way in the past, that it has to be exactly that same way in the future.
Exit polls did show that the economy was the number one issue, so that would seem to be good news for your model. But those same polls showed President Bush getting most of the blame for the economy. And they also showed voters were pretty evenly split on which candidate they thought would deal with the economy best. And I guess that shows that the president's campaign did a good job in making this a choice election. They wanted to avoid making it a referendum on the president and the economy and instead make it a choice between Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney.
That was to me the most surprising part of this election, which is that worked. Ordinarily, when an incumbent's running for re-election, it is a referendum, and no matter what the candidates say about it, it's still a referendum with respect to voters. That is, as voters look at it, they see it as a referendum. But they were successful in turning this into a choice election. I think that was part of the one effect of the torrent of negative ads in the battleground states, linking Mitt Romney to Bain Capital and being not someone that could be trusted with companies and with the economy. But in the end, I do think that they managed to turn it into something which is not generally the case when an incumbent's running for re-election, and that's to make it a choice between two. On those grounds, the incumbent usually wins. People know the incumbent. And they are likely to stay with the incumbent, and so it was that I think was the single largest surprise for me in this cycle.
So will you make any changes to your model and try again in the 2016 presidential race?
Well, I don't know. I think we're going to take a rest, and then we'll come back and do some diagnostics on the model, take a look at it, ask what could be improved, what could stay the same. It's been quite a ride. It's gotten a lot more attention than I ever imagined. So whether we do it in 2016 or not is something that we'll decide at some point in the future.
Ken Bickers is a CU Boulder political science professor. He developed the model with CU Denver's Michael Berry. We should note that other models that relied on past voting patterns and more on polling data than economic conditions predicted President Obama would be reelected. I'm Pat Mack, Colorado Public Radio News.